reveal
Triple M's
your secrets.
Supergrass.
Well, we've missed this bloke. He's been away for a couple of weeks. He's been back over the Philippines, holidaying. We've got him back. Supergrass, what's going on in the world, brother?
Oh, just because I'm in the Philippines doesn't mean I'm not connected, Grill Team. There have been several CEOs of NRL clubs who I've been speaking to who have told me they're dodging private number calls over the weekend, expecting a call from a certain journalist from the Sydney Morning Herald regarding breaches of their salary cap. Right. I'm told we should know what other NRL clubs have breached this by the end of the week, maybe early next week.
Wow. So that's Kate McClymont. Of course, she did the story on Parramatta, and she indicated to us, Supergrass, she said there is another club out there that's about to be caught. So there's a lot of nervous fans.
So there's presumably more than one club out there doing it. It's just finding out whether caught. Or not she's the one. They're the ones that Kate McClymont's caught.
Speaking of footy, rumours are that there was a highly unsavoury incident occurred between two junior footy clubs, with one team being stopped from leaving and cars kicked, punches thrown. We're talking metal bars as well, happening at a game over the weekend. It was between the Macquarie Juniors and Windvale.
Up in Newcastle. Up there, Windale and Macquarie United. So, nasty one over the course of the weekend.
It's junior sport.
It's been a bad weekend for junior sport, hasn't it?
It's not the kids, it's the bloody parents.
They've revealed the cast of The Celebrity Apprentice, and filming for the show has already started. Now, as you would know, this show is about raising money and who can raise the most money, and so the contestants on the show actually lean on a lot of people for favours and donations. Now, we're hearing they've burnt a lot of bridges this time because some of the scenes are going to be edited out, and the businesses who have donated aren't going to get their publicity or their plug on the TV.
Oh wow.
The other reality TV show going on at the moment is The Voice. Now, I can tell you that rivalry between Delta and Jessie J, the verbal biffo, is a complete put-on.
You're kidding.
The producers actually provided scripted arguments to put it into every show to make sure there were spikes and they could have promos and all that kind of stuff. Now, fans of the show aren't particularly liking Sonia Kruger, and you may have noticed her role sort of diminishing as the series goes on. She'll be gone next year, I'm hearing, as she had the contract for Big Brother, which said she had to host two network shows. That'll finish at the end of the year, and Sonia will leave the Nine Network, I'm hearing.
Oh, really? I like Sonia Kruger.
I think
Sonia Kruger's great. That really surprises me. But that surprised me about Jessie J and Delta, because I tell you what,
they're good actresses.
It looked like to me there was quite a fair bit of bad blood there.